Welcome to Rhema for Today.
That's the greatest cure known to mankind. The greatest deliverance known to mankind. And it's found in praising God. We need to understand the power that is released when we focus on praise.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. This week we went into Rhema's archive vault and chose Kenneth Hagen's classic teaching, The Untapped Power of Praise. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth Hagen with today's message.
I want to talk about the praise cure. You know, there are many cures for the ailments of mankind been tried over the years. All kinds of cures, you know, from the old-fashioned home remedies to some of the more sophisticated modern things that are going on. And there's always been somebody around with some kind of wonder cure and cure-alls. You know, several years ago, I was read and heard about this. It's called the barefoot cure. And you go barefooted all the time. It rained, snow, sleet, cold, hot, whatever. But if you went barefooted all the time, it would keep you from getting sick. Sort of dumb, I think. I read an article several years ago, many years ago now. It was called the mud bath cure. In this article, it had pictures of people in mud up to right here. I mean, they had mud and then they had it smeared on their foreheads and on their cheeks. And if you sat in this mud, this hot mud, for 30 minutes, it was a cure-all. It would cure everything from depression to the common cold to cancer. Just by sitting in this tub of mud for 30 minutes. And actually, you go back in history, in the early days of our country, they were these medicine men that traveled all around with these wondrous cure-alls. I mean, it cured everything. It didn't matter what's the matter with you, from sticking a nail in your foot to having a hangnail on your fingernail. It cured anything that was the matter with you. Didn't make any difference. And people throughout the ages have always searched for relief. But the Bible tells us about a cure, and it's free of charge, and it's called the praise cure. It's the greatest cure known to mankind. The greatest deliverance known to mankind. And it's found in praising God. We need to understand the power that is released when we focus on praise. Praise is an offensive weapon against our enemy. During the reign of King Jehoshaphat, Israel's enemies came to destroy them. You find this in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And you might as well just hold your place there, because we'll be going back and forth through that 20th chapter there. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon with others besides the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi." And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Here the king calls for a fast and to pray, because he was greatly afraid of the Moabites and the Ammonites. Then as he called this fast, they began to seek God. We see that the Spirit of God came upon one, Jehaziel. And he began to speak forth some instruction and some strategy. Verse 14, of that 20th chapter. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Ajiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, "Hearken," or "listen, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." That's an important statement that you need to get a hold of. "Tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel." Now I want you to notice, God told them where the enemy was. They didn't even have to send out a reconnaissance team to find out where the enemy was. God told them exactly where the enemy was at. You know, and then he said in verse 17, "You shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself." Now he said, you don't need to fight in the battle, but he turned around and said, "Now get yourself ready and have all the troops ready and set yourself. Then stand still, and you shall see the salvation of the Lord, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all Judea and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohath, the Kohathites, and the children of the Korahites stood to praise the Lord, God of Israel, with a loud voice. Now, if any of you been in military, you know that this is not a very good strategy. He didn't say anything to them about getting the most powerful weapons that they had. He didn't tell them to get the mightiest warriors. He told them, get ready to fight, but you're not going to have to fight. And we can go on down and read in verse 20 and 21 now. "They rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army. And they were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Here the Lord simply instructs them, put the choir, the praise team, and probably some musicians out in the front. I want you to notice, he didn't talk to them about going on a defense, but he talked to them about offense. Go out, but don't fight, just praise me. Now that sounds like a silly formula to go out and win a battle. But I want to tell you what, praise will bring the victory every time to God's people. Now he didn't tell them to hold a prayer meeting. He said, don't worry about the enemy. Just praise me. I will deliver you. Watch me work. Now, probably some of those old, wily veterans of many wars, many battles, thought that the king had lost his mind when he put the singers and the musicians out front. Imagine an army all arrayed, they're all in their battle gear. You got the javelin throwers, the archers, the mighty men of valor, the swordsmen. They're all lined up in their ranks. They start to march out. And Jehoshaphat says, hey, wait a minute. Put the singers out front. So the singers went out front, and the old lieutenant or somebody, maybe a sergeant, they said, all right, forward march. Somebody picked up the cadence count, hut, hut, three, four, hut, four, hut, 1, 2, 3, 4. I love to call cadence. I used to call cadence for my company when we were marching. And the people out front began to sing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever." Now they probably were singing Psalms 136. Remember that the Psalms was the prayer book and the song book for Israel. They spent God's time thanking God for who he was in the first part of 136 of the Psalms. And then they praised him because he was the God of gods and because he was the great God who created the vast universe and everything in it. Then in the second part, the Israelites begin to praise God for delivering their forefathers out of Egypt. And we're going to pick it up here in Psalms 136:10. And they are singing, "And he struck down the firstborn, for his mercy endured forever. And he brought out of Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who divided the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his army, for his mercy endureth forever." They were singing. The Israelites were praising God for what he had done. They were praising God for what he already had done. They began to praise God for what he was going to do.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Mountain Moving Faith. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's CD, Navigating Life Without Stress. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, honey, you know, it's important for us to have word partners.
Can you
tell the audience what a word partner is?
Well, word partner is just somebody that prays for us regularly. And we need that in order to keep doing what we're doing all over the world with 290 Bible colleges and all the churches and youth pastors and children's pastors and music ministers.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, and you send an offering to us at least one time a month, whatever you can afford to send. Somebody said, "Well, I can't send much." Hey, if everybody sends what they can,
that's right,
when it all gets here, it makes a bunch.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, The Untapped Power of Praise. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.